Blog Talk Radio.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. Until I die, I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on bended knees. I'm gonna stay on bended knees. I'm gonna stay on bended knees until I die. I'm gonna stay on bended knees. I'm gonna stay on bended knee. I'm gonna stay on bended knee until I die. I'm gonna walk a fight and pray. I'm gonna walk, fight and pray. I'm gonna watch, fight and pray until I die. I'm going to watch, fight and pray. I am going to watch, fight and pray. I'm going to watch, fight and pray until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Minister Elaine, your host. Amen. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you are here with us, and we don't take it lightly, knowing that you had other things that you could be doing today, but you chose to be here with us today. We pray the blessing of God be upon you and your family. We just thank God, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them on Facebook, and let them know that we are on the air live. At this time, we're going to open up the prayer line. If you need prayer at this time, you can just press the one. We just ask that you give not your name, but where you're calling from and your prayer request. At this time, the prayer line is open. Here at Voice of Truth, we will always reach you the word of God, and we will always open up the line for prayer, and then we will also do a general prayer as well. So we give God all the glory for this day, and it's a blessing to be here, to be alive. We ought to give God all the praise. We got to trust God in these times. We got to put all our trust in the Lord. We got to trust in God. We got to keep our faith in God. We got to trust Him. We got to stay on the battlefield. We got to stay on our bended knees in prayer. We got to treat people right. And we got to watch as well as pray. We got to fight in prayer. We got to get in our places and pray unto God for change. Pray for souls to be saved, healed, and delivered and set free. At this time, the prayer line is open. If you need prayer, just press the one and I'll bring you in for prayer. If not, we're going to just keep it moving. Amen. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to go open us up in general prayer. Father, we just give you all the praise and all of the honor and all of the glory. We thank you for this day, God. We ask that you will meet the need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. Don't let them lack for any good thing, oh God. We thank you, God, that you are our source, our provider, our resource. We thank you, God, that you are our shepherd. Your word declares that when the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. We believe in your word. We trust on your word, God. We thank you, God. We trust in you, God. We know that you're able to do just what you said you can do. There's nothing too impossible for you, oh God. We pray for healing and deliverance in the lives of your people all over the nation, oh God. We ask you to heal. We ask you to deliver. We ask you to set them free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, that those that are having financial problems, oh God, we pray right now, God, that all the bills be paid, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask you, Father, to not let them worry about how their bills going to be paid, but to trust in you, God, with all their heart. And not lean unto their own understanding. God, we pray that they will acknowledge you by their faith and how they believe that you are able to do it, even though it may not seem like it. Let them realize, God, that it's not what it looks like. It's not what it feels like, but you're God that's able to do all things. You're God that's able to preserve them. You're God that's able to keep them. You're God that's able to feed them. You're God that's able to clothe them. We give you all the praise and all of the glory. We thank you, God, that their children will be fed in the mighty name of Jesus. And their lights will not get cut off in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to send an angel of deliverance unto this family right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray that they will receive who you send, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for healing, God, in the minds of your people all over the nation, God. We pray right now that you will heal the minds of your people, oh God. Oh God, where there's confusion in the mind, we ask you to heal them right now, God. We ask you to do it right now, God, because you are a healer, God. In the name of Jesus, we just call on you, Lord. We pray for healing. We pray for deliverance, God, in every area of our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we pray for souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will save souls all over the land, oh God. Bring them out of crack houses. Bring them out of prostitution. Bring them out whatever sin, oh God. We pray that they will get tired of sick and tired of walling down in sin, oh God. We pray that they will come to their right mind and come to their Father, God. We pray, Father God, for the healing of the mind, the healing of the body. We pray for deliverance of the soul, even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for many, that all might be saved, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise and glory. We give this message back unto you. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we lift you up, oh Father God, and we pray to draw them unto you. Let not one hear my voice, but let them hear your small, still voice speaking unto their soul. Even now, God, we ask you to change their souls, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory, and we call it done in Jesus' mighty name. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. Come. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. In our hour of need, we got to call on the name of the Lord. We got to let him know that we need him. We got to trust him. We got to trust in the Lord. We got to let him know that, Lord, I need you every day and every hour and a second of the day. I need thee. Come to me. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. I need thee. And we got to call on the name of the Lord. Because we're in trying times. We need the Lord to help us. We need to ask him. We have not because we ask not. Amen. To God be the glory. The message today is coming from John. John, one of my favorite books. Y'all know my other favorite book is Exodus now. But I love John now. So we're going to come from John today. Praise be unto God who all blessings flow. We're going to come from John, the 14th chapter. Amen. And the word of God reads, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Praise God for his holy word. Amen. We're going to stop right there at verse number 6. But I do want to encourage you to go back in your own devotional time and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So you can get an understanding what Jesus is saying unto you and what he's saying unto your spirit in this time and this hour. Amen. To God be the glory. The title of our message today, what is life? What is life? Jesus here is speaking in the red, and he told them who was life. He says, I am the way. I am truth. And I am life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The question is what do you believe life is? What is life really like? How are you living your life? What is life? When we look at life, we look at a living soul. When we look at life, some look at life on the everyday activities that they do, the work that they do, or job that they do every day. Their lifestyle shows what kind of life that they live. You know, in Him do we have life. Life is in the Son of God. Some of us live simple lives, as they say. Some of us live the single life. Some live a party life. Some live a selfish life. Some live a life of richness and fame and fortune. But Jesus said that I am life. You know, life is in the blood, the word tells us in Leviticus. That life is in the blood. And if we look at our lives today, if we look at ourselves, if we had no blood in our bodies, we would not be alive. Because life is in the blood. And we must have our blood circulating within our bodies in order to live. The breath of life. Where the breath of life come? It comes from the Father. The breath of life. What does your life reflect? Do your life reflect that of Christ? Is He the one that you're following? Are you following His way? Are you following His truth? Are you following Him? Because He said, I am life. But do we really know what life really is all about? You know, we come and we're born in the world, and we are born and we live. We go through our different stages in life, from an infant to adult to a young adult to a middle-aged adult to our senior years in life. But you know, Jesus said that I am life. And you know, living a life without Jesus is no life. But when we come to the truth sets us free. When we come to the great I am, He will show us the way to the abundant life. You know, many of us say, I'm living my best life. Are you really living your best life? Are you really living the abundance of life? What? Jesus said, life is in me. When I give my life to Christ, when I lay it all down, when I open the door and I let Him in to my heart to be my Lord and Savior, life truly began. Well, you know, you say, well, I'm living it. And I'm having a good time, and I'm partying like in 1999. I'm having a good time. I'm having a good life. I got all kind of money. I got all kind of earthly possessions. I got all kind of heart.
Hardest, Lord, help the day.
But we got all kind of profit. We got all kind of money in the bank. But do we have the life? You know, we can have a lot of stuff, but none of the stuff can love us back. Jesus said that if we come to Him and He and we follow Him, He promised life in this natural or physical environment in which we live, this physical world that we live in. And when we leave out of this world, because we know we're going to leave one day, we're going to get up out of here. This is not our home. We're just traveling through. When we get up out of this place, where will your soul be? What will your soul be? Because Jesus has promised eternal life. The Bible said God so loved the world that He sent His Son, that all who believe in Him shall have life. But you must believe on the one who is Jesus is life. He's life of the soul. He's life in the mind and the spirit. We have to know what true life truly is. It's not more stuff. We're thinking more stuff, and we're working more jobs to have more money. But is it life in it? Is it killing us? Because we work so much that we ain't got time to love our own self. We ain't got time for nobody else because we're so busy working. What is life? Too tired to enjoy life. Jesus said, I am the way. He is the only way to true life. He is the only way to the abundant life. If you want to live the best life now, today you ought to give your life to Christ, because he is the way to the abundance of life. You know, back in the day, I thought I was living my best life. But I wasn't. I was living in sin. And I was living in darkness. I wasn't living no bad life. I thought I was. I thought I had it going on. But the truth be told, I wasn't. Because sin, as I always say, kills the soul of men. And if we're not living for Jesus, you know, Jesus said, I don't want your heart to be troubled. So anytime you see anything in red in the word of God, it's Jesus speaking. Jesus said, I don't want your heart to be troubled. No, the Father has many mansions. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. His mansion has rest, even in the midst of trouble. Because Jesus said, I am the way, and I am truth, and I am life. And when I give my life to Christ for real, see, we want to play. Time out for praying, time out for churching. But when I give my life to Christ, I really found out what life really is. It's in the Son of God. Life is in the Son of God. Everything about your life will change when you allow Christ to be your Lord and Savior and allow him to come into your heart, because he is the way. There's no other way. He says, I am the way. I will give you truth. I will give you knowledge. I will give you understanding. And I show you the way. That means he will lead you and guide you as a shepherd does. That's what the word says. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Because he will lead you in the way that you ought to go. When we follow Jesus, life is not in money and things as we think it is. We know that to be a truth. Because we see people every day that take their lives and got money to buy anything they want to. And no life in it. Life is in Christ. In him, the word tells us, is life. In Christ, who gave of himself, is life. But we live a sinful life. We live unholy lives. We got it right. We got to get it right. Life is in Christ Jesus. He is life. And I tell you that he will give you an abundant life. If you follow him, life is not found in sin, but death. Life is only found through the Son of God. In him alone can you have life. He died that you might have life. He carried the cross that you might have life. He shed his blood that you might have life. But we don't want to follow his way. We want to follow the way of the world. This is how they do it in the world, they say. And we follow the way of the world. We do the things of the world. We do it how the world do it. We don't follow the truth. We'd rather follow lies. He said, I'm the way. We follow the way of the world. This is the way they do it in the world. But Jesus says, I am the way. Life in Christ is healing. in Christ is deliverance in every area of your life, whether it's finances, your marriage, whatever the case may be, whatever's around you that is dark, anything around you that has no light. Jesus, when he is the way, the truth, in your life will bring light to every area in your life. Because his spirit is light. The spirit of God is light. It's a hidden spirit. That's why we have to be born again. He said, I am the way. I am truth and I am light. You don't dwell in unclean place. His spirit, once your spirit is reborn, your spirit must be reborn. That's why Jesus said unto Nicodemus that you must be born again. Nicodemus said unto Jesus, I'm going to paraphrase, how can this be? Can a man go into his mother's womb a second time? Or you know? That Jesus said to him, now you are theologian, in other words, and you mean to tell me you don't know the answer? Hey, you're looking at life. He didn't get it. Our spirit must be reborn. There's many spirits out there, but we must have the true spirit of life. That's the spirit of the living God. We got to get it right. You must be born again. You must know Jesus for yourself. We got to get it right. We cannot be in a church for 30 and 40 years. Just on a church road, we're going to die and go to hell. I don't like in that. We got to get it right. We got to stop playing. We got to get it right. Life is only in Jesus. He is the only way to life. He came that you might have. He came that we could have life, that our souls and our minds and our body and our spirit can be healed, that we can have life after death, not just life, salvation. He didn't just come for salvation. He came that we can live our best life. He came that we can have a better life. He came that we can have abundant life, but it's only through Christ Jesus. The word tells us that he was. It's the bread of life. In John 6:48, it says, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. We eat a lot of stuff, but it ain't the right stuff. We need to get it right. We need to get some truth. We need to eat some truth. Eat God's word and get it in our spirit and our mind. Life is in the blood. Jesus tells us in the word of God, he says, I am truth, I am the way, I am light, I am the light, I am the bread of life, for the bread of God came down from heaven to give life to the world. God suffered the word. God's spirit bringeth forth life and not death. If you are somewhere and you ain't got no life, then I would kind of wonder about that thing. Because Jesus' spirit always brings forth life. It brings abundance in life. It brings forth the fruits of the spirit. Love, peace, joy, meekness, temperament. It brings kindness, gentleness. It brings all of those things. It brings life. It don't bring darkness. If it's darkness, it's not of God. Jesus should be the light of our soul. We'll have eternal life in him when we are born again. No man can have two masters. You either love one or hate the other, but you won't have two. You can't serve the devil in this life. And if you're going to think you're going to die, then, oh, I'm going to serve God. I'm going to serve Jesus. We got to get it right. We got to get it right. And we need to do it today. there is no life in nothing else but Jesus. But the problem is, we take life and we take it to take the definition of the world. We do it the way, the world's way. We follow the world's way. We follow the what the world says is true, and it's not in the truth. Jesus said, I am life. And life without Jesus, there's no life. We have to get it right. We got to live a life for Jesus. We got to give our mind, our body, and soul unto him, that he can give us a new life, that our minds and our heart can be renewed, that the old man can pass away so that the new man can come in the spirit. The old way, ain't no way you can come to Jesus and be the same way, still living in sin, living in darkness. It's no way, as I say, that you can come to Jesus and remain the same. Your life has got to change. I'm a living witness that your life must change. I put on my Facebook page a picture that said, life is short, death is sure, sin is the cause, and Christ is the cure. Now, if we want life for real, Christ is the answer. For he is the way, he's the truth and life. The problem is, we don't want to follow his way. We don't want to follow no truth. We like watered down messages. We like feel good messages. Then somebody asked you what that preacher preached about, and you can't tell them. I don't know, but it was good. It gave you no life. It gave you no knowledge, no understanding of nothing. So you can get some wheels of nothing that Pastor Mother would say. Ain't gave you nothing. And we sit around and we sit up under that. But we got to get it right. So we don't want to leave out of here, not saved when Jesus came, that you might have life. Life is what? It is short. Life is life. It is life. You know, some say that, you know, time and chance happen to it all. We know that. Life is just life. But the choices that we make in this life, we get the result of the choices that we make in life. We make the choice. We make a choice. Whether we're saved or unsaved, we're going to go through something in this life. Because life happened to everybody. But when we know Jesus, we got life that dwelleth within us because we have his spirit. When we want to live the best life, abundant life is only in Christ Jesus, because he's the one that will lead us and guide us into this abundant life. He's the one that can keep our mind not troubled in troubled times. He gives us life in every area. And we got to get it right. We got to get it right. We got to stop playing church. We got to stop it. We don't want to lose our life. You know, and the sad thing is, I was saying earlier, we got so many people on the church row that are not truly saved. We can tell by the life. They on Sunday, yeah, they living the life on Sunday. Oh, I'm living for Jesus on Sunday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then on Monday, through Saturday, we're partying. We're doing whatever we do, big and bad enough to do. We live a whole nother different lifestyle. Like this in the e-book, The Hard Reflection. I want you to go back here and purchase that. If you have purchase, talk about brother love and that lifestyle. So check it out. I want you to know that God sent Jesus that you might have life, that your soul won't perish, that you can have abundant life even in this world. You can have an abundant life. He wants to save our soul. The Bible tells us we try to do it. We try to save our own life. Then we lose it. But if we lay down our life for Jesus, we save our life. We got to get it right. We got to start working and doing the work that brings forth life in our life. We don't want our life to live our life in vain. We want to live our life that we can have abundant life. John 1:4 tells us, it said, in him was life. the life was the light of men. He was the light of men. And he came in the world, but the world did not want him. I'm just paraphrasing, but the world rejected him. The light came in the world, and the world rejected him, even though he was the way, even though he was truth, and even though he was light, the world rejected him. But life is in him, and only him. The life was in the very blood that he shed. It was in the blood. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. It was in his blood that he shed. The life in our own body is in the blood. God's spirit can heal your mind, your body, and your soul. I pray, God, open up the mind that you can see the light. I pray that he would take the scales off, that you can see the true light, that you can come to know the truth. See, the enemy don't want you to know the truth. He wants you to continue to do what you're doing. The Bible says, he who has the Son has the light. He who does not have the Son of God does not have the light. That's John, 1 John 5:12. It says, he who has the Son has light. Now, do you have a Son? What kind of spirit you got? There's many spirits out there. But whose spirit do you have? Because it tells us plainly. He who do not have the Son does not have the light. You must be born again. You must have the Spirit of living God. You got to have the Spirit of truth. For the Spirit, his Spirit is a spirit of life. His spirit is the spirit of life. If we want life for real, it's in Christ Jesus and no other way. Jesus is the only way. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. God has given us life, eternal life, through his Son, the Christ, the Messiah. He has given us life. Do you have that testimony? Because, see, I got the testimony. Do you have the testimony? Do you have? Do you have? If you die today, do you know where your soul will spend eternity? You know, I remember when I was a little girl, my godmother would always say, the spirit goes back to the Father that giveth us life. Whether we're saved or unsaved, he's the giver of life. You know, we want to get up out of here one day. We're going to get up out of here. Because one thing we are surely to do, we're going to live and we're going to die. That's a surety. That's a guarantee. You can put it in your bank. We're going to live and we're going to die. But we want to know where we're going to spend eternity. Where is our soul is going to rest? Jesus said, my Father's house has many mansions. He said, if it was not so, I wouldn't have told you so. If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you so. Life is in me. For I am the way. I am truth and I am life. Come. While you still have time, come. While the blood is your running all in your vein, come. Turn, turn, turn. For see, I am the way. I am truth. I am life. I will show you the way to eternal life, abundant life. Listen. Life is it. Oh, I am the way. I am truth. And I am life. Come while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Come to Jesus. He yet saves. He came that all might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But Jesus came, and he laid down his life for the world. He gave of himself so that we would know where life is. What is life? It's in Jesus. In him is life. It's no life in no other little G God. It's not no life in more than things, but it's in me. It's in me. Come. Come. You that I have a lay that I give you rest. Come. Come. I am the way. I am truth. I am life. Come. Come. Come to Jesus. And he will save thee. He will heal thee. He will heal your land. He will deliver your soul from darkness. Come. I am the way. I am truth. I am life. I came that you might heal and have an abundant life. Come. Come. For I am the way. What is life? What is truth? I am life. I am truth. And I am the way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the invitation. If you don't know Jesus, the Savior of the world, the one that was sent by God to reconcile man back unto God, I want to encourage you to come today. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Not even next second or the next hour. Come to Jesus. He will save you. They used to sing a song, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Yeah. He's speaking to your soul. You hear that small, still voice telling you to come. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry about what to do. You got to live and die for yourself. You came in the world by yourself, they used to say, and you're going to go out by it. We got to get it right. And if you're not saved, you'll say this, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you lived, you died, and you rose again, that I might have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, come into my life. Change my life. Help me to walk this Christian journey. I need your help. I give my life to you. I lay it all down. Lay it down. I lay it all down for you. I repent of my sin with a godless heart. You said that prayer. You honestly do repent of your sin. Inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. Amen. And I will get with you, and I will do some session with you, also with my leaders as well. Praise God. And we will get with you, and we will do some scriptures and different things like that because we want you to come. We want your soul to be saved. We don't want you to get out of here not saved. We want you to experience the best life now, the abundant life through Christ Jesus, because life is only in the Son. What is life? Christ the Son. Amen. I want to encourage you to do that. If you're just a churchgoer, your name is just on the church wall, and you've been on that 30, 40 years, It's time to get it right. We got to get saved for real. We're not saved by good deeds. Our spirit must be born again. We must be renewed. We need to be new creatures, not old creatures. If something wrong, you're in the church, you're the same old creature you were when you came and gave your hand to the preacher and went out in the water. Help us in daylight. We got to get it right. And I love you enough to tell you the truth. I love you enough to tell you the truth. I want to encourage you to come today and give your life to Christ. Just say, Lord, save me. And I repent of my sin. I believe that you lived, that you died, and you rose again. So we just thank God for you coming. Just hit me up on Facebook, amen, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. And also, if you are a backslider, we want to encourage you to come today. We want to encourage you to rededicate your life to Christ. We want to encourage you to do that. We give God all the praise for you, and we thank God that you are coming. You've been out there for a minute, and God's not worried about how you got there, but it's time for you to come back in the sheepfold. You need to rededicate your life and turn from sin and repent with a godly sorrow. Come and get back in right standing with God and start back doing the work that God has called you to do. You know, sometimes, you know, they said back in the day, people run, they're running for God. What you running for? Come. The life is in him. And everything that you need, he has it. So come back to your Father. The Bible says he's ever married to the backslider. So we need to come. We need to come. We need to get it right. Amen. If you rededicating your life to Christ, and said, Lord, I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I turn from sin this day and ask God to come back into your life. Ask him to help you on this Christian journey. Turn from sin, and you don't want to turn back to it. You want to turn from it so that a worse thing won't happen unto you. And if you have done that and rededicated your life to Christ, amen, to God be the glory. I want to encourage you to inbox me there on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, as well. And or Voice of Truth, either one of those, you can inbox me there. We just thank God for his word, amen. God is crying out to the souls of men, amen. But Jesus is soon to return, and we must be ready. We can't try, as my pastor would say, we're fixing to get ready for his coming. We got to be ready. We got to get it right, y'all. We got to get it right because Jesus is soon to return. If we look at the things that are going on in the world, the signs are already there. The Bible said, Jesus said, when you see these things happen, your Redeemer draws nigh. So we got to get it right. We got to get it right. Amen. To God be all the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do VOT announcements. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. These ministries are under the leadership of Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We want to call you in to this ministry, amen. You may have a calling on your life, and you may be in a ministry, and you are thinking that you're called to a ministry, and you really don't know what to do. You may be having problems in your marriage. You may be having problems in your finances. You just need counseling and know what you need to do, how to do it, where to go about doing. I want to encourage you to get connected to my leaders there on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, or Pastor Joseph Ryle, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. They're all on Facebook, amen. So you can connect with them there, amen. Just leave them a message, inbox them there, and say, hey, I've been listening to Voice of Truth, and I want to get connected. So we want to encourage you to do that, and we want to encourage you to do that now. Oh, wow. The blood is still running warm in our veins. God has some work for all of us to do. Amen. So we want to know the work that he's calling us to do. We don't want to live our life with no purpose and no vision. We don't want to live our life just thinking that our life is just for us to do a job every day. and pay bills. That is not what it's for. So we got to get it right. So we want to encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage you to follow all of these ministries. Amen. I'm an apostle and pastor. The Hour Power, which is on the air live on Block Talk Radio every Sunday, the first half of the Hour Power, as they call myself and Prophetess Martha. Amen. Prophetess Martha is the first half of the Hour Power from 5 to 6, Pathetic Corner. Amen. I want to encourage you to Google that. And once you Google that, if you can follow her there on Blog Talk Radio. I want to encourage you to also to sow an offering in her ministry. If her ministry has been a blessing to you, if you are a follower of her ministry, you listen to her every Sunday, even though you may not have it clicked up there that you're following, you're listening every Sunday, so and you're receiving a word. So we want to encourage you to do that. And if you want to talk to the prophet, amen, you can inbox her there on Facebook, Martha Williams, or Prophetess Martha Williams, and she will get back with you, but come with an offering for the prophet. Amen? So we want to be obedient unto that. Our Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour Power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected. On Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. They are live and on the air on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to get connected to this man and woman of God. God is going to do some great and mighty work through them. Amen. You want to be a part of it? I want to encourage you to get connected now. Amen. As I said earlier, if you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need whatever counseling, they can do it. They can do it. They'll get you on the right track. I tell you, I would not be where I am today without this man and woman of God. And I'm so blessed to have them as leader. I love you guys. I know they're listening. I love them. And I want them to know. I want the world to know. I ain't say to say hey, I love them. And I thank God for them because I know that my life would not be where it is. I wouldn't be living my best life if God had not sent them at the right place at the right time in my life. So I say to them again, I love you guys. And like I said earlier, I know that they listening, amen, to God be the glory. I want to encourage you to do that. They are true leaders of God. They are anointed. They are sent. Amen. Then and I want to encourage you, too, to sow an offering and into their ministry. Amen. Do that. You can just inbox them there on Facebook, and they'll tell you how to do that. On Saturday, we have Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew's Faith Calm by Hearing Ministry. She's on the air live at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Saturday, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. And I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to her ministry. Amen. I want to encourage you to do that. You need to do that. Amen. Get connected to this powerful woman of God. She's a praying woman of God. You can pray down so that. You want to see that? So safe. Get the prayer follow to the floor. My elder. Hey, whatever she pray, woo, it's going to come to pass. See how I'm running. See how them devils running. Glory to God. What a powerful woman of God. But I want to encourage you to get connected to Elder's ministry. If they come by here and minister and stay connected to our ministry, you can follow her there on Facebook. Amen. And you, if you want to follow her, her broadcast is out, it's on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. It's same as Apostle and Pastor. Amen. Apostle and the Pastor's Ministry, online radio ministry, is One Word from the Lord. Amen. I forgot to say that, but it's One Word from the Lord. So you can Google that and follow them there on the Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, and you'll also be following Elder there as well. We also want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. For an offering of $25 or more to become a partner, all you have to do is just kind of hit them up on Facebook. They'll tell you how to do that, and you will get a minute perks with that. You'll get encouragement all during the week. You'll get a call from the prophet, a true prophet of God, Men, we call him in the men. Amen. We call him in the men. You got pastor that's going to help you. I said, my pastor, I'm found man of God. He is there. He is a found man of God. Amen. And he will help you if you have problems in your marriage. Amen. He will show you and tell you how to do what you need to do to get it right. He's an awesome man of God. And I want to encourage you to do that. We want to call forth the men. Amen. We want to call forth the men. Amen. So if you need someone to talk to, just hit Pastor up on Facebook, Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen, or WOW Worldwide Ministry there on Facebook. And he'll get back with you. I want to encourage you to do that, amen. Don't have a long range of spirit now. He's been married a mighty long time to a beautiful woman of God. So we want to encourage you to do that. Now, he can help you. Now, if you want some help, man, and you're going through, you're having problems in your marriage right now, and he can help you. So I want to encourage you to do that. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God for this day. We also want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Hard Reflection, I want you to go read about Brother Love and his lifestyle. Amen. Glory be to God. Because we want our life to reflect Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. And The Hard Reflection is only $2.99. Amen. We buying Christmas stuff and Christmas gifts even now. They done skipped right over Thanksgiving and straight into the holiday season of gifts and shopping. And amen. Give somebody a gift that's going to bring life. Give them a gift that they, when they read it, it's going to heal, bring some healing and deliverance in their hearts and their minds and their souls. So I want to encourage you to get it. It's only $2.99. Amen. When you bless God's work, he's going to bless you. He said, if you bring meat in my house, there'll be meat in your house. But we got to support the work of God. We need to stop supporting all this stuff that ain't on God. But we want to encourage you to do that. And we want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We pray that each and every one of you will be safe. Enjoy your family and your friends. If you know of elderly people or somebody that's just alone and don't really have any family, encourage them to come over. Or if you don't want them to come over, fix them a plate and take it to them. But make sure you check on the elderly, amen, if you know that they're by themselves, amen, and bring them something and put a smile on their face. Amen. To God be the glory. And again, we want to thank you for being a part of this ministry. Amen. To God be all of the glory. He is an awesome God. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly of all that everything. And I don't know about you, but I want to live my best life. And I want to live it in now. And I want to live it in Jesus. Because he said to us in the word, in him is life. So that means everything about our life will be full of his life. So we want to do that. We want to get it right. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. We love you. Here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, I love you too. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Don't eat too much turkey dressing. We love you. Blessing. Meet us here next week at the same place at the same time. Here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your ministering host, Minister Lane. Be blessed. Amen. To God be the glory. We love you.